Good morning, everybody. Morning, Mr. Jackson. Good to see you. And one more running down. There we go. We're all set. All right. Good to see you guys. I brought something in here this morning. I think you'd all recognize this. It's a balloon. And I actually think you can have a lot of fun with balloons. What are some fun things that you can do with balloons? Okay. Wow. All right. You're ready for summer, I think. Caleb, what can you do with a balloon? Yeah, that's pretty cool. Have you ever been to a restaurant maybe where the waiter can move the balloon, twist it a little bit, and it becomes an animal? Anyone ever had that done? Yeah? No? All right. How about you, Jackson? Wow. All right. You guys. You know what? One thing I remember when I was a kid was a game. We blew the balloon up, and we tied it to our ankles, and we had a race who could pop it the first. That's a fun thing to do. Wouldn't that be fun to do right here? Well, lots of things to do with a balloon. I have a balloon in my hand here. It's yellow, and that's a really cool color. I like the color of yellow, and it looks like it's a good balloon. But when I look at this balloon, there's something that's just not right. There's something that's lacking. What's lacking in this balloon? Caleb?
Small.
It's small. Yeah, that's not so good. Jackson, what else? Okay, that's right. There isn't any air. See, in order for this balloon to have a lot of enjoyment and to have fun with the balloon, you've got to blow it up so it's got air inside, so the balloon can be all that it was intended to be. I want you to remember that today. Today is Pentecost. Did you hear that? Today is Pentecost. It's a special day in the church. And it's the day that God breathed his Holy Spirit into his people. You see, before the day of Pentecost, you know what happened? God's people were not telling people about Jesus. They were quiet. They weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. But after the day of Pentecost, the Spirit was breathed into God's church, his people. And then you know what? An amazing thing happened. People started to tell others about Jesus in different languages, from different countries, and they weren't so shy anymore. It makes a difference to have breath breathed into you. You become who you're supposed to be. So I want you to remember that today. That's the message of Pentecost. And I want you to pick a balloon this morning. Lots of different balloons. And when you take it home today, I want you to blow it up. Not in church today, not during my sermon. Don't do that. Don't pop it and scare your dad, Jackson. That's not allowed. And don't fill it up with water and throw it at someone today in church. Don't do that. But blow it up and remember that in order for you to be the special person that you are supposed to be, you've got to have the Holy Spirit into you. Ask God to send it to you so you can be filled with his Spirit. All right, thanks for coming up. Make sure to get a balloon and make sure to blow it up this afternoon.